Picture this, it's a Tuesday in Germany and two separate power substations, one in Bergheim, one in Brandenburg, are hit on the same day. One by rockets, one by vandalism. That's not random crime, that's a coordinated message. Welcome to IntelliJix for Wednesday, September 2nd, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and the world this morning is running at a temperature that's hard to overstate without resorting to hyperbole, so we'll let the facts speak instead.
I'm Sarah Chen. And Marcus is right that today's news cycle reads like several crises running simultaneously and feeding off each other. We have active military conflict shaping energy markets, domestic politics bending under the weight of ideology, and tech and space stories that feel almost surreal against that backdrop. Let's walk you through what we're covering today so you know what's coming.
We'll start with Germany's infrastructure attacks and what they signal about Europe's hybrid warfare problem. Then we're moving deep into the Russia-Ukraine war, Putin ordering fresh strikes on Ukrainian energy sites, Zelensky warning airlines that Russian airspace is becoming a no-fly zone by drone saturation, and a remarkable disclosure that Ukraine paused its own Moscow strikes at Washington's request.
From there, we go to Iran, where the picture is genuinely complicated. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told G20 finance ministers in Asheville that Iran's economy could collapse within weeks, while simultaneously calling the Strait of Hormuz worthless, a claim that the maritime shipping industry found rather astonishing. Meanwhile, Iranian factions are openly defying Supreme Leader Khamenei, and Trump is calling the regime in total disarray.
On the domestic politics front, we've got two stories that seem to point in opposite directions. Two House Democrats, Jared Golden and Marie Glusenkamp-Perez, crossed the aisle in a 210-208 vote to rescue Speaker Johnson's procedural agenda, blindsiding their own leadership. And Democrats are apparently recalibrating their midterm messaging around masculinity. We'll dig into what that actually means strategically.
Then there's Pete Hegseth pulling more Army officers from the two-star promotion list. This extends a purge that has now removed over 80 generals and admirals from the pipeline. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll resigned Monday. We'll also talk about the House vote on a constitutional amendment capping the Supreme Court at 9 justices.
In the markets, Asian stocks took a significant hit overnight as the global bond sell-off deepened. S&P futures were sitting at around 7,625 when we pulled data this morning, down roughly 18 points. Shane's Hong Kong IPO is having a difficult second day. And Oklo shares fell after a grid operator pulled a Meta-backed nuclear project, a story with real implications for how we think about AI-driven energy demand.
We'll cover Microsoft's Copilot chief calling AI-generated content a doom loop. Baidu reporting that its AI margins are now approaching search-level profitability, with GPU payback timelines shrinking from 5 or 6 years down to 2 or 3. And we'll round out with a nonprofit's genuinely audacious plan to put a spacecraft on course for Alpha Centauri by 2020. 9.
Plus Joe Rogan's take on Trump renaming Lake Ontario as a distraction from the Iran conflict, and the USS Abraham Lincoln finally docking in Thailand after a record 250 days at sea. There is a lot to get through, let's go.